بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وعلم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. After the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers and sisters in Islam, once again, we are with you on Thursday nights and Monday nights. My first lesson after the Hajj journey was last Monday, and this is my first lesson for Thursday. Inshallah, we'll be with you every Monday and Thursday if Allah Almighty wills. And as I left you before, before Hajj, we were going to start into the etiquette of Islam, al-adab and the sunan of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned before, the alayhi salatu wa salam, he taught us everything. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pass away from this world until he showed his nation, the ones at his time, and the ones after him, everything in relates of their life. That one of the scholars said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown us what to do and everything to do, from going to toilet all the way into being a leader. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our Prophet the best and the greatest reward, that he rewards his messengers. And inshallah, within these lessons, we look into all the etiquettes in which we call in Arabic adab. Adab is the plural word of adab. Adab means manners. And the definition of adab, it means that to put the right thing at the right time, and to do the right thing at the right place at the right time. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perfect and complete the good manners, in which he says about himself, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent, and of course, he was sent by Allah Almighty, I was sent to perfect and complete makarim, the good and the best of manners. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did do so, perfect and complete the good manners. And he passed away when that mission was fulfilled and completed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the points that inshallah we'll be focusing on is everything. We'll be looking at the adab. First of all, adab between the servant of Allah and his creator Allah. And the adab between the servant and the servants of Allah, and the servant and himself. So it's a wide topic that inshallah we'll try and cover as much as we can. Of course, all goes under al-akhlaq. And the word akhlaq is a very big and massive meaning. The word akhlaq means manners and morals and etiquettes and good behavior. And akhlaq, when you say manners, it does not necessarily have to be dealing with other people. Manners is dealing with yourself, with the how to deal properly with yourself, with the people around you, with your family, and just it's got a vast meaning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned so many things about akhlaq and manners. And when you look into the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will choose the right time, the right place, for the right people to change their manners. Because alayhi salatu wa sallam came into a nature, or came into a crowd of people where they had a good side of them and they had a very bad side of them. The Arab, who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes from and grew among, had good qualities when it comes to good manners. They would be very well known to be very generous people. And generosity was something that the Arabs will compete with one another. You find this Arab competing with another Arab, or a family competing with another family, or a tribe competing with another tribe, over who is more generous than the other one. And that's why as-siqaya wal-rifada were two main things in Mecca. It was the welcoming and the reception of the Hujjaj. Back then there used to be pilgrimage. And of course, the pilgrimage that was made back then, not fully 100% according to the way that Allah Azza wa Jal wanted. But they had pilgrimage. Part of that pilgrimage was according to what Ibrahim had taught them, and the other part was through what they put into the pilgrimage. They used to have something called a siqaya wa rifada. Siqaya was water mixed with dates to be given to the pilgrims that come from outside Mecca to perform Hajj. And rifada was food to be set for those pilgrims who come from outside Hajj. And of course, all that was for free. So tribes will fight over that, who will give the best welcoming to the Hujjaj. Subhanallah. It's exactly the opposite now. What's happening in Mecca? Exactly opposite. Now everyone fights with one another, who will make more money on the Hajj. And who could make more money in their hotels. You believe it or not, Mecca is the most expensive place in the whole world. Mecca is the most expensive place in the whole world. Accommodation-wise and land-wise. Accommodation-wise, it's extremely expensive compared to the rest of the world. And land-wise, one square meter in Mecca is equivalent to 120,000 Australia. One square meter in Mecca is about 120,000 Australian. If you want to compare that, one square meter in Lakemba is about 400 bucks. So there's big difference. Subhanallah, big difference between back then and now. So they used to have something called a siqaya, which is water mixed with dates, or mixed with sultanas, to be given to the hujjaj that come from outside Mecca. And they used to have rifada, which is food to be made to the hujjaj. And they'll go into war, tribes will go into war, who will get the honor of the siqaya, and who get the honor of rifada. And subhanallah. So that was a very good quality in the Arabs back then. Generosity. They were so generous and so generous that they'll give and give and give, and they'll speak about the generosity of others. And it's something that makes people proud. And no, Allah, I gave. These days, in people's gathering, is something that makes people proud. Wallahi, I stole this from this guy. I snitched money from that guy, or increased the price on this guy. Wallahi, and he wants people to look up to him. It's something that, wallahi, I did good. No, it was even among the Arabs, non-Muslim Arabs, they had this good quality in them. And Yani there's a lot of stories that speak about the generosity of the Arabs. The other good quality they had in them is the sticking up for each other. Al-Unjuhiyya. They had a good side of that and a bad side. But the good side of that is they stick up. When they give their word, they give their word. They had a man's word back then. And when someone gives a word, it's very hard to pull out of it or withdraw his word. They had the respect of the elders. They had the respect of the elders. They used to respect the elders. And their respect of the elders used to be exposed. And they had the love to their families. And they had the good manners of speaking to people. And they had the nice words to be spoken to people. So there was good manners among them. And there was the good side. But there was also the bad side. They had oppression and discrimination. That I am a free man, he's a slave. Yani I'm respected, he's a garbage to that stage. I come from this tribe, this guy comes from that tribe. They had oppression in, if someone comes from a big family, they go and steal some, or take something from someone from a small family and walk off. Until once it was made in Dar al-Arq, in Dar Abdullah bin Jad'an, a treaty, a agreement, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best thing I've seen before Islam is that treaty in the house of Abdullah bin Jad'an. And this treaty or this agreement was made because an outsider, he came with a stock to sell in Mecca, and one of the members of the respected tribes in Mecca took the stock from him and didn't give his money. So that outsider tried to get and reclaim his good back. And this man who comes from a respected family thought he's got a strong party behind him. He cared nothing. So this outsider stood on a mountain or a hill of the hills of Mecca and called upon the people of Mecca. And he said, O people of Mecca, what such an action and an act happening within this holy place. And he spoke to a few leaders. So they got together, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was among those people who got together in the house of Abdullah bin Jad'an. And the agreement was to support the oppressed, to stand by those who have been oppressed. And the first action they took is to force that man to return the good of this outsider of Mecca back to him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that was the best thing I've seen in the Jahiliyyah. So these were good qualities of them. So as I said, they had their good side, they had their good qualities, that some of the scholars said that these are one important points or one important things that Allah Azza wa chose the Arabs to be the carriers of the flag of Islam, or the first carriers of the flag of Islam. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and whatever good he saw, he accepted and made it better. And whatever bad he saw, he rejected and exchanged it with a better thing. And that was made over a period of 23 years. Where sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enforce the good manners among and upon his people year by year until sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away and the good manners was among the companions. And that's why it was an amazing thing for the non-Arabs who knew so much about the Arabs to see them so united when they were so divided. And it was amazing, and they were so amazed, those non-Arabs outside the Arabian Peninsula, to see the Arabs so firm and strong when they weren't. To see them so educated when they weren't. To see them so powerful when they weren't. And when they used to go and speak to the non-believers, and they used to go, and like one of the incidents in the Qadisiyah, when Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent by Sa'd ibn Abu Waqqas to negotiate with Rustam, Rustam told him, you were people who we used to neglect and not look up to. And you were people all the time in need of us. And you people that you don't even know how you run properly. And now you want to come and ask us and enforce your powers over us. So that was the picture that the non-Arabs had over the Arabs. But subhanAllah, because of Islam, that picture was changed fully from being the lowest into being the highest. From being disrespected into being the most respected. And alayhi salatu wassalam will teach the companions day by day about the perfect and good manners. Yani to the smallest thing. The sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he even mentioned about removing the harms from the path of the believers. In which he says, removing a harm, anything that harms the Muslims on the streets of the Muslims, removing that harm is one of the levels of Iman. If something harms Muslims and someone moves that thing that Muslims are getting harmed from, it's one of the levels of Iman. The alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, one person entered the paradise because he removed a tree that was on the path of the believers that used to harm them. He removed it, Allah Azza wa Jalla made them enter the paradise. And in one tree that was in the middle of the path of the believers, this man removed this man removed this tree because it harms the Muslims, Allah made them enter the paradise. Maybe this man didn't do as much as good as others, but because of this small good action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them enter the paradise. Wa kalimatu tayyibah sadaqah, speaking the good, a nice word, it's a donation. It's a portion of the Iman. One nice word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal, he described as the good word. Allah will elevate it and plant it as a good tree. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفُرْعَى فِي السَّمَاءِ. A good word is like a good plant with strong roots and strong leaves. And a bad word is like a bad tree with weak roots and weak leaves. One word, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said one good word will be spoken that someone doesn't even think about will make him enter the paradise. One bad word someone will speak that he doesn't even think how bad it is or how evil this bad word is, will take him to the hell. Will take him to the hellfire. And one bad word that someone maybe doesn't even think how bad and evil this word is, will might end up this person in the hellfire. And one good word that someone doesn't even think how good this word is, may take that person to the paradise. So a word will make this person enter the paradise. A lot of things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and he taught the companions, that the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum were following the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They'll see how the Prophet is, they'll imitate him. That one stranger will walk into the mosque of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, and he'll see the gathering of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam and around him companions, and can't even recognize who the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam is, because all the companions imitate him and all the companions follow his footsteps. And they even imitate the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam in his natural habits. In his natural habits. Although you're not required by Islam to imitate his natural habits, but they used to even imitate his natural habits. They used to imitate him in everything. In his walking, in his talking. They used to imitate him in his looks. They used to imitate him in how he deals with people. And that's why they were the successors, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That's why they spread the message of Islam, because of their imitation to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And what we're trying to do, inshallah, on Thursday, Afwan Shabab, this is the effect of Hajj. What we're trying to do, inshallah, on Thursdays, is inshallah try and put those pictures of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam before us on how to imitate him in his different aspects. How to imitate him at his house. How to imitate him with his companions. How to imitate him with the enemy. How to imitate him with everyone. How to imitate the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his looks. How to imitate the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the way he talks. How to imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the way he eats. How to imitate the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the way he does everything in his life. By imitating him is by being with him in the hereafter, is by entering their paradise with him in the hereafter. So inshallah, we'll go through a series on Thursday nights, inshallah, with those different etiquettes and adab of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that every lesson we learn, inshallah, walk out of this mosque, by the time we get to our house, we have the whole lesson as an action in our lives. Because it's not just about me listening and hearing, then I then act upon it. No, it's about me listening and hearing and acting upon it. Because I want to have this knowledge as a proof with me in the hereafter, not against me in the hereafter. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكْ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. Quran is either a proof with you in the hereafter or against you in the hereafter. So what you learn from is something that's going to be with you and stand by you in the hereafter, or something's going to be against you in the hereafter. For what we learn, inshallah, we have it in our lives. Because, ikhwani, we're all followers. You all the time need someone to follow and look up to. And there is no one better than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to follow and to look up to. He is the greatest man, and he is the one that Allah had chose for mankind. Not what Hollywood had chose for people. Not wallahi what America had chosen for people and told them, this is your Hollywood star, or your sports star, or whoever star, an actor star, and that's your star that you should follow and become like. No, Allah Azza wa Jal had saved us the job to look around who should we imitate and follow. He chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his best creation and the best leader for people to follow and imitate. And that's the one I want to become. And that's my objective in life, is I want to become like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, all my nation enters the paradise except those ones who deny. So they said, O Prophet of Allah, who are those ones who deny? So he said, those ones who obey me will enter the paradise, and those ones who disobey me had denied. So by our obedience to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, will be with him in the hereafter. Another man asked the Prophet, O Prophet of Allah, when is the day of judgment? So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told him, what have you prepared for the day of judgment? He said, I have prepared the love of Allah and his Prophet. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, then you'll be with those ones who loved and followed. So if you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and you follow sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you'll be with him in the hereafter. And one of the companions who used to serve the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, once sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw this companion, how much he served him and how sincere he is towards serving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So he told him, ask me, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, ask that servant to ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for something at least, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, if he could repay him back. So he told him, O Prophet of Allah, I'd love to be with you in the paradise. I'd love to be with you in the paradise. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, then increase from your prostration to Allah. In other words, increase from your prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, look how keen the companions were radiallahu ta'ala anhum into following the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and imitating sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. And among your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a good leader and a good imitator, which is your Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. So inshallah, ikhwani, by next Thursday, we'll go into details about the etiquette of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we go with one aspect after another, after another. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you all for listening. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us to be a true followers of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and to be true imitators of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make the love of Allah and the love of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam the most beloved things in our lives. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه وجزاكم الله خير سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك